Now on to our bloggers' roundtable. Here are some of the stories heating up the internet. Presidential candidate Barack Obama sits down with Bill O'Reilly of the O'Reilly Factor on Fox. Plus, blogs and political rumor control and Martin Luther King Jr.'s face on trash bags. Here to weigh in on these topics are Lauren Williams, editor of the blog Stereo Hyped, Brandon Whitney, who runs the blog Homeland Colors. He also writes about politics for the websites Black Men in America and My Voice DC, and pop culture critic Desmond Burton of the blog Afro Nerd. He also hosts Afro Nerd Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you. Let's talk about Bill O'Reilly and Barack Obama. Last week, the senator sat down with the Fox News conservative talk show host. The first of four parts aired the same night that John McCain accepted the Republican Party's nomination for president. Here's a clip of Obama with O'Reilly talking about Iran.
Iran is a major threat. It is unacceptable for Iran to possess a nuclear weapon. It would be a game changer. And I've said that repeatedly. I've also said I would never take a military option off the table.
But would you prepare for one?
Well, listen.
That's the question, though, Senator. Anybody can say option. Would you prepare for it?
Look, it is not appropriate for somebody who is one of two people who could be the president of the United States to start tipping their hand in terms of what their plans might be with respect to Iran.
So, how did he do, Lauren? What do you think?
First of all, the interview, and it's been airing, it aired Friday, and segments aired yesterday and Monday as well. It's the two, Bill O'Reilly and Barack Obama, are just so different. They have such different styles, and it's not just their ideology. I mean, O'Reilly is sort of like a bully, and he, you know, barks questions, and Obama takes sort of a long time to answer, and he, you know, he's cerebral, and so it just seemed like it was pretty unproductive because he couldn't really finish his sentences and O'Reilly was so frustrated. But I think it's this sort of interview where the conservative side will think that O'Reilly slaughtered him and the liberal side will think that Obama held his own and didn't back down and didn't get intimidated by O'Reilly.
Well, Desmond, I would think that if you say you want to be a leader internationally, you have to deal with people like Putin and Kim Jong-il and others. You got to be able to deal with the Bill O'Reilly, don't you?
Yes, I mean, definitely. It's a fair assertion. O'Reilly, I don't really... listen, I'm a conservative, but I'm also, as they say, an Obamacan. And O'Reilly is a personality. His show is about his personality. And it's also about the gotcha moment. He's literally looking for the gotcha moment, and as Lauren has just aptly stated, it really boils down to trying to bully your way. He's no intellectual heavyweight. I wouldn't liken him to someone like the late William Buckley. I mean, Buckley might have his approach might have been somewhat droll, but you have to give it up that he's far more intellectual, and you might have learned something because Obama is also cerebral, as it were. So I thought that he handled himself fine, but under the circumstances, it's not really about Obama. It's about trying to play up to Bill O'Reilly's viewership.
You might very well be right about that. Brandon, how effective do you think he was in doing just that?
I honestly don't think it was a good idea to go on in the first place. Fox News is not a real news station.
Why do you say that?
Because they make stuff up. I mean, the stuff they report news that is not news, that is not correct, that's not accurate.
Do you have an example? Now, if you're going to make a statement like that, you have to be able to back it up.
I can give you one right now. And I actually put up a bunch on my website because I knew we would be talking about this. One of the broadcasters on Fox said that Palin was against the bridge to nowhere, when you can see her actually say, "I support this particular bridge." Hannity said we found weapons of mass destruction when we did not. And there are several different instances like that. So it's not real news. And I think to engage them and pretend that they are on the same level, and I hate to pretend that CNN is doing the best thing, but to put them on the same level as an NPR is incorrect. Because they don't report the news in an unbiased fashion. They just don't.
Let me stop you there, because that's a conversation we should probably have on another occasion. There sure. are certainly very strong views about both NPR and about MSNBC and about Fox and about. So you can find critics of any and all of these news organizations, but we can't allow you just to make a, even though it's your opinion, you're entitled to your opinion, but we can't allow you to disseminate
sure,
just a
sure.
blanket
well, I mean,
charge
sure.
against the network
sure.
Like
I mean,
that.
I mean, sure, the facts speak for themselves. As far as the interview went, I mean, it's how Bill O'Reilly interview goes. He basically cut Obama off. I think Obama looked weak. I think it was a mistake to go into his show for okay. the okay. Aforementioned reasons and because it's O'Reilly. He's not serious.
Well, that's why we have the bloggers on, because we do want to have your opinion, and you are certainly entitled to it, and we want you to express it, but we want to try to keep the playing field as level and as, to borrow a Fox phrase, as fair and balanced as we possibly can. Let's move on, though, to talk about rumors surrounding Sarah Palin, because you've made reference to him. And part of the question that we have, and I'd like to address it first to you, Lauren, is this. A lot of things about Sarah Palin were raised via the Internet just as she was being announced as the vice presidential candidate. Rumors of all sorts involving her personal life, her family, her record. Some of those rumors have been debunked. Others are still up for question. My question to you is, how much of this material do you think sticks with the public, and why does the public seem to glom on to certain things regardless of the facts?
Well, I think what's happening to Sarah Palin is in many ways like what happened to Barack Obama, just in a more concentrated amount of time. When they announced her candidacy, no one, you know, except for I guess really, really, really diehard followers of McCain's VP selection process, and you know, folks in Alaska, knew who she was. So it just left a huge opening for a whole bunch of information to flood the blogs and flood the networks. And some of it was true, and some of it isn't, and some of it has yet to be proven or disproven. But I think that while blogs have been the source for some misinformation, I think that they should also get a lot of credit for putting forth some issues and broaching discussions that the mainstream media is not willing to discuss. And it's not always lies. It's not always based on rumor. I think the blogs play a very important role, and the rumors are, I think, just one negative aspect of this larger role that the blogs play here.
Well, you raise an interesting question, Desmond, and I'll put it to you. How do you, as a citizen journalist who blogs, keep fact from fiction when it comes to blogging about the candidates and other issues?
Well, that within itself is a conundrum. I will say that I try to stay away or steer away from more of the more salacious things. You know, a lot of money is made because of or generated because of pursuing prurient interest. So something that sounds completely way off center, you kind of have to stay away from that. Or if anything, if you editorialize on it, you might say, well, this is being alleged. You don't really post it as being something that's hardline fact. So, and again, as Lauren has just stated, we are dealing with a lot of energy being pursued towards Governor Palin, because you know, it's been under 2 weeks and we just are just talking about this woman. So I think it's unfair to her in some respects. Actually, it's going to play in her favor if we really go into it, because she's going to be victimized in some respects, and you know that's how it's going to be looked at. So I don't think she's complaining per se.
Well, you know, Brandon, go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't think it's difficult to make sure what you're saying is factually correct. You cite what you're writing about. Like if I'm writing about something, I'm going to link to my source. And I think that's something all blogs should be doing anyway. If you're incorrect, you need to go back shortly thereafter and say, you know what, I made a mistake. And I think that's what your duty is as a citizen blogger. And I would hope that would go on to the networks as well. You write your blog the same way you would an essay. You don't just put something down there unless you have something to support it. And I think as long as blogs are doing that, it should be fine.
Yeah, but that's the
right.
problem, isn't it? Blogs aren't doing that. In fact, just today I saw, this was on CNN, a blogger who was on camera with CNN who admitted on camera putting something on his blog that he knew was not true. His defense was that it was a joke, so to speak, but the joke had legs and it began to surface, and it had to do with Sarah Palin. How can we guard against that kind of thing, Lauren?
I think that reflects more on the media than it does on the bloggers. I mean, if you're CNN, If you're supposed to be
he was a blogger.
Well, CNN had him on the television, though. I mean, if you have somebody on, you should be filtering through who you have on your show. I think the media honestly gives too much credit to people who don't cite their sources, to people who say something that's very inflammatory and give it legs. If they didn't do this as often as they do, I don't think these bloggers would be getting as much attention as they do.
Lauren?
Despite emails.
I guess the thing is, it happens, obviously. There are bloggers. I mean, there's so many blogs out there. So many of them have little regard for the truth. And but a lot of bloggers are doing their best not to spread rumors and lies. And the best you can do if you happen to post something that turns out to be not true or turns out to be debunked, then you say it, you correct it, and you don't repeat it. And when there is information out there, I always do my best to track it to some sort of reputable news source. And a lot of times you can figure out if it's a rumor that way because there's no basis for it. You can't figure out where it originated. And then you just don't post it.
Well, one of the ways
I don't know what to do about bloggers out there who don't have regard for those general ethical standards. I know blog standards are sort of nebulous, but
another
thing
we need
to do is...
Some
would say that's an oxymoron, blogger standards.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Another thing we need to do, though, is stop pretending that factually inaccurate information is somebody's opinion. If somebody made something up, that's not their opinion. That's a lie. And a lot of times we pretend like, well, that's just how you feel. That's your opinion. And it's not. They've made something up that's false.
Well,
and we have to stop giving them credit for that.
Sometimes the subjects themselves also... you know, bring this out with Palin, which she said made a comment about selling her private jet on eBay.
When you really
get into that story, it really wasn't completely true. So sometimes they also promulgate these kind of things.
Well, she said that she sold it on eBay, but some fact checking has shown that she offered it on eBay and that it wasn't actually sold. Let me ask you both, the three of you actually, as we bring our conversation to a close, and it's been very interesting. I'm sure the audience has enjoyed it as much as I have. We know a week ago that there were all of these rumors that were, you know, promulgated all over the internet. So now we're a week in, 10 days later. Has the blogosphere responded and cleaned up enough or some of at least this misinformation? Are you finding that to be the case, Desmond?
I didn't quite get your phrasing.
I'm saying it's the blogosphere. Are they getting it right now? It started out wrong. And is it right now? Is the information right that's being put out? Is it correct? Is it accurate with regard to Sarah Palin?
It's not enough. Not enough time has really transpired to really answer that effectively. I mean, again, she's only been in the public eye really for about 2 weeks, and there's a lot of things forthcoming. And again, even the major media, sometimes they are not getting these things correct. So I don't know if it's necessarily just the bloggers.
I understand. Lauren, I'll give you about 15 seconds to respond to that. Our time is out.
I think one of the main reasons that all these nasty rumors, like I said before, came out at the beginning was just that we didn't know anything. And so now people are talking less about the rumors surrounding her baby and all these other things and more about actual issues now that we're finding out more things about her. And I think one thing opponents have learned is that there are actual facts that you can use as arguments against Sarah Palin. You don't have to bring up these false rumors and these things that aren't rooted in fact. I mean, there are real arguments that you can put forth, and I do think that the blogs are using those more now than they were before, just because they didn't know these facts before.
All right, we'll stop right there. I appreciate all of you coming on. We've been talking with Brandon Whitney of the blog Homeland Colors at our headquarters in Washington, D.C. Lauren Williams, she edits the blog Stereo Hype. She was also in D.C. And pop culture critic Desmond Burton of the blog Afro Nerd. To find out more about this, you can go to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org.